Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, yeah, you're good to go. Go ahead, and I'll mute myself.
All right. I just want to give everybody an update. What's going on here in the heart of it all, bar union, mafia corruption of the state of Ohio. I think you guys, if you listened to a show yesterday, my wife, Ray, notified everybody that there's a young man that had been helping me get some things together. He was actually setting some things up for a Dropbox so that we could proliferate some of the off-the-record documents for everyone to read, such as the ones that explain how Christ moved the temple in 3 days. That was put in by me. And people have to understand, I'm off their dock. We're on the back side of the ledger in equity. So when you go to read or go to these PACER accounts for 2020-40 with the District Court of the District of Columbia, it's going to show the docket ending at a certain time. But when you're in equity, you move off their dock. We're onto the land, let's put it that way. So there's a lot of stuff that's ex parte that is off the dock because we're not in the water law anymore. We're not in admiralty. We're in equity and law. So we're on the back side of the ledger where all the interpleading is being done by the criminal elements of the bar unions and dock tours and priests and all this stuff, the interpleading. And there's an example of that coming out, remembering that I told everybody that in my notice of removal, which can be read on the Supreme Court, the Ohio Supreme Court case 20-1017, you can read the notice of removal in this case that will not be on the docket in 2020-40. And that's one example of how you can see how it flips from admiralty to equity. But I noticed them to start disclosing things that had been off the record and been kept from people as a matter of, quote, national security by the powers that be. Now that the military should be in charge of things and looking over things, the concept of national security changes. But I also said that they couldn't take advantage of these things politically. So what's happening here is just basic information showing you that Joe Biden and the Obama administration, and don't think it's just Democrats, because it's not, folks. It's predominantly Democrats at this point in time, but there are Republicans that are in coup as well. Coup agents don't have a party. They just care about money and proliferation of lucre, greed, and graft, and avarice is how they operate. It's all about their own money and gain. So Joe Biden and his son were basically using the United States Corporation Company and the United States as an instrument of the District of Columbia as a fascist corporation and selling favor. And that's what they do. That's why the United States as a federal corporation is corrupt, because the people in power are conspiring with the states of X bar unions as mafias to commit a criminal activity. RICO, gaming is their number one thing. They game you into their private union practices. They go arrest you on ridiculous charges such as coming to your house without a warrant and shoot at you, but then arrest you, then hold you for ransom, which is a bond, and hold you in ransom in their gulags, trying to coerce you into taking one of their private bar union members as an attorney, which then gets you into their gaming. So they're going after you to game you into their private bar union practices, which are not courts of law. They're not courts of law. So there was a young man helping me get some documents that were ex parte, off the dock, that are in the on the back side of the ledger to the people, and he was arrested, I don't know if it was yesterday morning or sometime late Sunday, for failure to pay misdemeanor fines. Now, anyone who knows the law knows that it's against the law to arrest people for non-payment of fines. That's called peonage. That's actually affirmed in the state of Ohio by the Ohio Supreme Court, but, you know, the Urbana Sheriff's Department don't really care. They're enjoined with the mafia of the state of Ohio Bar Union. So not every state has a mafia controlling the bar union, but they still have agents in coup within them. But I'm going to tell you the state of Ohio is controlled by a mafia of the bar union, and they are targeting anybody who is trying to educate the people as to what is going on in this country. And the reason why Ohio is the heart of it all, folks, is because every major bank's corporate headquarters is in the state of Ohio. They're registered here. So is every municipal bonding corporation. So Ohio is where all the Lex Mercatoria corporate headquarters lay. And that's why, that's where the mafia lays. The key mafia is in the state of Ohio. And again, I'm not naming names as to who is in them, because you don't know. But there are definitely agents within the bargaining of the state of Ohio pulling strings to go after particular people in order to prevent us from bringing the truth to you all. And that's what happened this weekend. And this is not the first time. Again, if you listen to my videos, you know that they tried to harp an agent of mine that was working as the pro tem solicitor general for the Great Republic of America. They actually harped his farm. Thankfully, he was not there. We know that it was HARP. So not only in that regard, not only do you know that you have bar unions enjoined, but you have military enjoined. We don't know if that was a domestic HARP instrument or a foreign HARP instrument. One would think that it would, if it was a foreign HARP instrument, our military would be a little pissed off. So, again, you have agents in coup in the military. You have agents in coup in the bar unions. You have agents in coup in the White House, probably surrounding Trump to this day. So Joe Biden and his son, there's some relative facts that are coming out, apparently on the back burner, which is not being produced in the mainstream media, like the Hunter Biden selling of influence, peddling influence to foreign nations such as China and old Soviet bloc countries. And so he's not just selling to old Soviet bloc countries, he's peddling influence to China as well, folks. So they were peddling influence to all of our enemies, you know, quote unquote, that we're in either commercial competition with or even in national competition with, which we consider to be not operating in the best interest of the American people. They're over peddling influence to the White House. Okay, but we also have apparently know that the assertions are that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Brennan were pivotal in the killing of the SEAL Team 6. This is coming out. Also, all of the emails that were on Wiener's laptop that show all the disgusting habits of Hillary Clinton in her pedivore activity are apparently now being exposed as well. And what you have to understand, folks, is these people are drug addicts. And what they do is they torture children. They torture them with horrible, horrific things such as bleeding them, cutting them, filleting their faces off to get the adrenaline in these poor children's blood up. And then they bleed them and either drink the adrenalized blood or they take the adrenalized blood and they manufacture it into adrenochrome. So this is all for the proliferation of a cult practice of people who drink the blood of babies. And this is an old practice. This is practice that's thousands of years old. You can see wood carvings of them bleeding babies. You can see frescoes in churches and stuff showing them eating babies and filleting babies. This is not a new thing. This is an old, old thing that we're exposing, and that's why it's biblical in its revelation of it. So you're starting to see the cracks start to get wide, and the facade of the criminality that has been controlling the United States as a federal corporation, our trading company, and then using it to war against the American people. You're starting to see the agents who have been in control and what they have been doing criminally with our government. And these are all crimes. Again, it's not a problem of the law, folks. The law is just needs to be, you know, this string needs to be reattached to that string, and this thread of law needs to be brought to that court of law. It's basically retying Gideon's knot back together that Alexander cut in half. We're reattaching it. We've solved it, and we're tying it back, the two sides of the pillars of our law. We're attaching that. We're basically cleaning them up, separating them properly, whether it's the United States Trading Company is independent of itself as a TANist, and it is operating as a pure corporation bound by the law that's fair. And then you have the United States of America as a land trust instrument founded by the Constitution of the United States of for America, which is a land trust treaty. And then you have the Constitution of the United States, which is post-Reconstruction instrument of statute for the Article III courts and all these things. So it's not an issue of law. It's that the states of X bar unions have been operating, even though they're UCC instruments, are professing to be the United States of America, But saying that they're not bound by the UCC or negotiable instrument law or the federal rules of civil procedure or the federal statutes or even the federal constitution. So the bar unions have been acting like they're the United States of America and they're exempt from all of the laws that created the United States of America. And in that, they're just reckless, monopolies that have no law confining them to what they're doing. So that has been cured by what I'm walking. I am hopeful and have faith that not every Article III judge in the federal instrument of D.C. is okay with baby trafficking and bloodletting and pedophilia and selling the interest of the American people to foreign nations and operating the United States federal corporation as a fascist, dictatorial, tyrannical instrument that's occupying 197 nations. I have faith that they are going to do their job. And that we are just waiting for this ridiculous period of the COVID imposition, which I still aver it may be a biological attack, but it's not what they say it is, and it's been cultivated by coup. It started right after the SEC was noticed of the crimes on the Treasury of the state of Ohio, in the state of Ohio, by the bar union members and by the Federal Reserve Board and stuff like that. So we know when it started, we know the day it started, and we know the day that they were noticed of these crimes. So it is a cultivated scenario, which will probably completely dissipate the day that Donald Trump is reelected. So we're waiting for the political cycle to change. And I watched a little bit of his speech last night in Carson City, and he made a really key point that I think everyone else probably didn't notice. He said, when I'm reelected next year, we will have the best year ever, economy ever in our nation. And that's the truth, because what the crimes that I brought to the bar require them to do is to revalue the dollar, to revalue all the currencies, to get rid of our suspect trustees, because they've been proven to be defrauding the United States of American people for a very long time, and they are required to take the Treasury back to the last audit, which is 1841, and then zero it, and then come back to the modern day with everything being zero. So that will happen. We will get rid of the interpleading, which is eating the substance of the people between the birth certificate and the Social Security number, which is where the interpleading is. Which in my case, I leaned those and joined them together. So I perfected the Ouroboros of mine, my wife's, and my children's instruments. I got rid of the interpleading, and I conveyed the value of those instruments into a trust called the Great Republic of America. So I recreated the trust. I basically did what they did, but just better. I recreated a new trust instrument that we can all have our land trust held in without interpleading, and kind of isolated all of the coup. So, when he's reelected, and I do believe he'll be reelected, looks that way. I'm hoping that the military is paying very close attention to the election this year. I'm hoping that the ball will drop on the November 5th and all these people will start to get arrested. But it's clear that they consider him a very big problem. Because I understand that Twitter and there's another situation where they're just basically shutting down people's pages, even if they're in the press, for even sharing information concerning Hunter Biden or anything related to exposing the use of the United States government for personal lucre and gain. Mind you, these people are getting kickbacks for everything they're doing, too. These are crimes. Again, it's not an issue of the law, folks. The law just needs to be tied up, reattach the federal to the state, and make them be bound by the instruments that are already there. It's not an issue of law. It's an issue of people not complying with the law and willfully violating the law and creating policies, such as the DOJ policy for victimless crimes, where they don't impose the law on people. So it has nothing to do with the absence of proper law. It has to do with literally agents in coup that need to be caught and arrested and tried for treason and hung, either by millstone or hemp rope, one or the other. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of those. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be hung by hemp rope, and probably more by millstone than hemp rope, unfortunately. But if people understood the crimes that were happening in this world, all over the world, pervasive crimes against children all over the world, in the tune of millions of people, millions of children a year are being seized up, abused, molested, kidnapped, harmed, you name it, raped, sodomized, eaten, bled, I mean killed. They're doing this to children for heinous things. I can tell you, in my opinion, these are off-worldly instruments that are influence our realm. They are, as St. John says, they are not of us. They come through us. Again, this is all very biblical, but just know that it's clear that they have it out for Trump. I watched, I saw how they couldn't have a debate with both of them on the same stage, but they could have two separate events with people with them, with moderators, or with, you know, one person asking Trump a question. I did notice that Trump was interrupted a lot, was not able to finish his sentences. While I understand that Joe Biden, from what I saw, was being prompted by his talking points from people within the arena. So again, remembering that the bar unions control both the parties. You're sitting saying, you know, you have the Republican Party of each state, and you have the Democratic Party. Those are corporations, folks. They're run by the bar unions. These commissions and committees that the Congress has created, the Securities Exchange Commission, you just name them, the Federal Trade Commission, these are unregulated bodies that are exempt. They're like NGOs, non-government organizations in a way. They're not bound by any laws, and they're all run by attorneys. They're just basically attorneys, groups of attorneys. So the commission for the elections is a bunch of attorneys. So, you know, they're going to do, if they don't want Trump to be president, they're going to interfere with the election by making these ridiculous mandates. Well, we can't have a debate, but we can have them in separate locations with a body of people, with another person on the stage with them, just not Joe Biden, right? So these are ridiculous things that hopefully every American is noticing. And, you know, we just need to make sure that hopefully we have a true election. Again, I am hopeful that the military is on high alert and is watching what is going on in these elections and ensuring compliance with whatever private bar union concepts of elections, selections, are being presented to the American people. Because then you are engaged in a private bar union practice that you think is voting, and it's not voting. Okay, you're being polled, and the bar unions are controlling the outcomes of these elections. They're not supposed to control them, but I guarantee you that they do when they want to. So
you have 1 minute remaining.
Let's hope that the military is monitoring that, how they present these elections to the American people, that they're complying with the standards and the practices in that, and that we have as fair of a electoral process as we can, and Trump is reelected. Because looks again, he looks to be like he's ready to do things as soon as the ball drops on November 5th. Hopefully, I'll be out of here by then. But as of yet, I'm not out of here yet. We're still moving the law. But wanted to give you guys an update. The bar union mafias are running strong right now. So watch your back. If you're working on a Patriot stuff, be careful. Know your surroundings. Love you all. Namaste. Okay. Oh, and I might call back, and if you. Give you guys next time. Maybe I'll call Daniel tomorrow and give him a P.O. box. It's P.O. box 82251, Columbus, Ohio, the state, USA 43202. If you want to get a...
Thank you for using GTL.